Good afternoon, I'm Casey Kenny. The Schumacher Lions will be the recipient of this year's Smile Cookie campaign. The campaign runs from November 13th to the 19th, and officials say 100% of the proceeds will go to the Lions Stan Fowler Fund, which is used to purchase and distribute food vouchers to families in need before Christmas. John McCauley with the Lions says they're expecting a lot of people are going to be in need of help this holiday season, adding over 400 vouchers were distributed last year. Each voucher will be $150 and can be used at any grocery store in Timmins except Walmart. To find contact information for cookie pre-orders, you can visit mytimminsnow.com. Four new planes are coming to Orange Air Ambulance's fleet. The province says the over $108 million investment will ensure the service can continue to provide Ontarians, especially those living in the north, with consistent access to high-quality care. It brings Orange's Air Ambulance fleet to 12 once the new fleet's ready in 2026. Officials say two fully staffed 24/7 Air Ambulance crews will be added to further connect people in the region in need of rapid emergency care. More money's also being provided to move the existing base in Sudbury to a larger hangar in the city that will house both helicopters and planes in one base. And more than one-third of Canadians did not see a dentist in the past year. That number from Statistics Canada's Community Health Study. About the same amount didn't have dental coverage, and nearly one-quarter avoided going to the dentist because of cost. The federal government is planning on rolling out a new national dental insurance plan that will cover up to 9 million Canadians with a family income of less than $90,000. That deal is expected to begin before the end of this year for children under 18, people with disabilities, and seniors, and be fully rolled out by 2025. Be the first to know. Get news alerts sent directly to your inbox by signing up at mytimminsnow.com. In Country 93.1 Sports, the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League has named its East and West Division rosters for the Eastern Canada Challenge Cup next week in Trenton. The Timmins Rock will send three players. The Hearst Lumberjacks have three forwards and two defensemen attending, while the Iroquois Falls Storm has one lone forward. You can get the complete list on our website.